Cameron Crowe's latest film, Aloha, is not nearly as bad as you've been led to believe. Yes, Emma Stone, with those huge dreamy eyes, plays a one-quarter Hawaiian and one-quarter Chinese fighter pilot, and Bradley Cooper is as irksome as he usually is. But the film is certainly no worse than that most overrated of films of the new Hollywood, Jerry Maguire. Indeed, Aloha has the exact same plot spine as that Tom Cruise vehicle. Cooper's Brian Gilchrist, a once great aeronautics expert, has lost his way, working as a corrupt military contractor for billionaire Carson Welch. But through his reconciliation with his former girlfriend and Stone's captain Allison Ing, Gilchrist experiences a transcendent redemption both as an American patriot and as a human being. While many of the attacks on the film has centered on the casting of the hyper-white Stone as a Hawaiian, I'm more interested in a different aspect of identity politics, the film's depiction of masculinity. Beyond Gilchrist learning the standard Crow lesson that being an outwardly successful man but a jerk on the inside is unfulfilling, the film is unexpectedly interested in the nuances of the new masculinity. In a remarkable transformation of an important scene from Woody Allen's Annie Hall, Gilchrist attempts to reconcile his former girlfriend with her presently estranged husband. Tracy, played by Rachel McAdams, laments that her military husband Woody, played by John Krasinski, never talks to her. Gilchrist explains to her that Woody says quite a lot, just not with words. He explains that when he first met Woody, they shared many nonverbal conversations via body language alone. Toward the end of the film, after Woody has left Tracy because she demanded that he speak to her about his feelings, Gilchrist and Woody share an exchange of glances and hugs, which Crowe subtitles so that the audience is aware of what their body communication is saying. Woody puts his hand on Gilchrist's shoulder with a forlorn look on his face. The subtitle translates, "I know you're Gracie's father," referring to Tracy's eldest daughter, who she's passed off as Woody's for 15 years. Gilchrist does not verbally react, but instead puts his hand on Woody's shoulder. They gently bob their heads. The film tells us this means that Gilchrist has communicated, "I'm glad you know." Woody hugs his former rival. He rolls his eyes, expressing, "Yes, this is awkward." The extended embrace speaks volumes. "And yes, I want my family back," he hugs to Gilchrist. They separate. Gilchrist looks into Woody's eyes. "It was always your family, Woody." Gilchrist nods upward to the girls' bedrooms. "They're all crazy in love with you." Gilchrist laughs, but Woody has one final concern. He scowls, "Did you sleep with my wife?" When Gilchrist explains that he slept with Captain Ing instead, the two men share another heartfelt hug, and the film resumes its spoken dialogue. This scene reenacts a moment from the beginning of Annie Hall, when Annie, played by Diane Keaton, and Alvy, Woody Allen, have just met. Standing awkwardly on the balcony outside Annie's apartment, the two attempt flirty small talk. We hear pretentious discussions about art and aesthetics, while the subtitles tell us what the two characters are really thinking. Alvy asks Annie about her photography. She replies, "Yeah, I dabble." The subtitle expresses her low self-confidence. "Listen to me, what a jerk." Alvy tries to compliment her. "They have a quality. You need a set of aesthetic guidelines to put it in social context." The film translates his pretentious babbling into the bawdy truth about men. "I wonder what she looks like naked." Through startling scenes like this, Annie Hall studies sociologically the foibles of men and women. In the film's best joke, split-screen psychiatrists ask Annie and Alvy how their sex life is. Annie says it's awful. They have sex all of the time, 3 times a week. Alvy responds similarly that it's awful, that they never have sex, 3 times a week. While Aloha is a romantic comedy in the tradition of Annie Hall, featuring a love triangle between Tracy, Allison, and Gilchrist, the subtitles are concerned with masculinity alone, with the communication between Gilchrist and Woody. Aloha demonstrates that some progress has been made in American gender relations in the past 40 years. In the 1970s, in the midst of the women's liberation movement, Annie Hall falsely assumed that men and women shared the blame equally. Aloha unearthed the fact that the equation is not balanced. If we are to fix the wounds that patriarchy wreaks, we need to understand how and why men do or do not communicate.